Don't you think that it's boring how people...
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Making smart with the words again. Well,
I'm bored. Father's Day, it's almost here. Want a good gift idea? Visit Cleveland Browns Team Shop at First Energy Stadium this week for 10% off polo shirts for Dad. Just mention Dad at checkout. Dads love polo shirts. And I'm telling you, and I rock these Browns polo shirts pretty much steadily here for the last, newest ones. These Nike versions are phenomenal. And I'm telling you, that's what Dad's going to love if you want to give him something that he'll like. The team shop is open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. You can also shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. It's Vic Carucci with Michael Regei here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, wrapping it up on a football Wednesday, a very busy football Wednesday. And we are going to, of course, tomorrow have more minicamp. The third and final practice of this mandatory minicamp phase of offseason workouts is tomorrow. And then the guys scatter, Michael. After that, it'll be about 6 weeks of downtime for players, for coaches, not so much for us. We're on the air all the way through, and we'll have a lot to talk about on the show. But it'd be an interesting dynamic. So I think, again, what comes back, I was encouraged or have been encouraged by what I've seen through these workouts. I've seen progression. I've seen improvement. Mike Pettine talked about it yesterday on the show. He's seeing that needle going up. But then the big thing is when it gets all shut down, how do they come back?
Yeah, that's right. I feel confident, though, Vic, in saying that this group, because of how competitive that this is going to be, and that's been made perfectly clear. I mean, there's guys that they're, first of all, there's reps at stake, as we know.
Yeah.
There's not only positions of whether start or backup at stake, but in some cases, there's guys, possibly NFL careers at stake here.
Oh, yeah.
Vic, because of the competition level, I am convinced, just being here and being in the locker room too, that everybody that's got a Browns helmet on is understanding of that. They're not half-stepping or maybe not taking care of your business in these 6 weeks through June and July is going to put you behind it and behind it badly, and that's not a place you want to be.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the approach, that the competitiveness is there and instilled in these players, and everyone's recognizing it.
Yes.
And, I mean, you go out there every day, and it's like a daily – I'm not necessarily saying it has to be a daily brawl, but it's a fight for survival for your position.
Today, literally.
Dante Whitner, one of the leaders, yes, one of the leaders on this football team, and a guy I know is instilling a lot of that fight and a lot of that attitude on this football team, spoke with reporters yesterday, and he was asked, are you worried about Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, but I don't think he's out of hand with it. If he's not out every weekend or, you know, he's just a young guy, you know. So going to Vegas, like I said, I probably would have been there with Johnny too.
You know,
very
just
candid,
being real about
forth,
it.
Right, yeah.
Dante also asked, what does it take to be a great quarterback? He's seen a few good ones.
If you really want to be a great one, you have to be able to understand when you get on the football field and one or two guys move or a certain guy's feet is flipped a certain way, or you get a safety that's real antsy and young and he show you that the middle field is closed or open. You have to be able to process all of these things within 30 seconds and still understand what our job is and goals are on offense. That's a lot to take in. That's why there's not too many great quarterbacks in the National Football League.
And I love that breakdown. I love what
Isn't
he just
fantastic?
Said right there. Because that's the elevated level, the advanced. That's the advanced calculus level of playing quarterback, right?
Yep.
The graduate level. This isn't. I mean, the people who play this position exceptionally well. Yeah, their physical skills matter. They don't matter near as much as what they know above the shoulder pads.
That's right. Mental capacity. How do you process between the years and that short window you have? The best ones, they excel at it.
And I think he nailed that, and what he was basically also telling us is this is what Johnny Manziel needs to learn and needs to do before he can move up to the level of being a reliable starter and a guy that this team, and we talked about it earlier in this show, that this team can count on a day-in and day-out basis. All right, Good stuff, and
we're
we
done?
Appreciate we it
already.
Wasn't it so fast?
Oh, Bust, 2 hours.
Buster there. Screen joined us on the show. And we were very happy to have him with us, and we greatly appreciate Buster being a part of the show. We want to also thank our producers, Jason Gibbs, for pulling everything together. Matt Fontana for his great work
job, man.
In the studio.
Great job,
guys. Thank you, and we also want to thank you for hanging out with us. Stick around. Julian Gerard is coming up next. And you're going to be with me tomorrow, my
tomorrow,
friend.
Tomorrow, right? Friday, we're ready to roll.
Michael Regei in for Nathan these next 2 days. You're listening, or we're listening, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.